96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher.
I want to make sure my daughters are getting the same chances as men. I don't want them paid less for doing the same job as some guys doing.
That was President Obama last month speaking at a college in Florida about equal pay for equal work. He focused attention during that speech on women in the workplace, saying outdated workforce policies are still holding many women back. A lot has changed since women entered the workforce during and after World War II, and it's been some 51 years since the Equal Pay Act became law in 1963, but women still often make less than men for the same job. And what about the women who have broken through the glass ceiling? Are they still fighting? Well, joining me to talk about this are Her Excellency Consul General Paulette Adderley-Zonnickel, first female consul general for the Bahamas. Lisa Crooms is a Howard University law professor and gender law expert. And Latifa Lyles, director of the U.S. Department of Labor's Women's Bureau. The lines are open if you have a comment or question at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. 76. You're welcome to comment on my Facebook page at facebook.com/Harold T. Fisher, or you can find me on Twitter at HFisherWHUR. Ladies, thank you so much for joining me. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, and thank you.
Okay, so, Consul General, let me first start with you. You have truly broken the glass ceiling, not only in the Bahamas, your home, but here in Washington, because you are also the first Bahamian Consul General assigned to Washington. So how did you get here from there?
Well, as you can imagine, the journey was not an easy one.
Mm-hmm.
The job that I'm holding is normally held by males. And so me getting this job was not easy. My job was to open the first office here. We have an embassy here in Washington. And so I had this wonderful opportunity of opening a beautiful new office. We just moved in about 3 weeks ago. But the road is never easy. Breaking the glass ceiling means that there's shattering of glass. And sometimes you can get hurt by those glass. But as a woman, you have to know how to stop the bleeding, brush off, and keep moving.
Mm-hmm.
And so the challenge, yes, I've faced some challenges, but I've overcome them because I realized that I have to stay focused. I know what my course is. I know where I'm going. I know what's in me. I know the assignment that I've been given. And watch it. I'm going to make it happen.
I would imagine so. Now, Lisa Crooms, even though the Consul General is moving into this in modern times. I mean, my goodness, it's 2014. This should be commonplace, right?
One would think.
One would think, yes. But why isn't it?
Well, the reality is one can't say it's just one factor.
Mm-hmm.
I think that public service and elected officials, in fact, or elected office, those are areas where we may have, in fact, seen the greatest gains in terms of challenging the glass ceiling. If you compare, for example, the number of heads of state, those with those who are ambassadors, Congress people, to city council people, those numbers look much better than when you look at, let's say, the CEOs of Fortune 500 or the Fortune 1000. For both of those groups, you're talking about almost a little over 4.5% of the CEOs in both of those groups are women.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that the women aren't educated and aren't there. It is more likely the fact that the workplace, particularly in the private sector, continues to be constructed in a way that favors a model that assumes your perfect worker is male, and male in a traditional sense. So male with domestic dependents, and the dependents are cared for with the income that is earned, but not one with major domestic responsibilities.
Well, let me bring Ms. Lyles into this conversation because, of course, you know, at the Department of Labor, you have all the numbers. You guys are pulling them, you know, from underneath the mattresses and the computers and all of that stuff. And yet, according to, for example, the Bureau of Labor Statistics, 2013, white men, full-time earners, $884, white women, $722, black men, $664, black women at the bottom, $606. Why is that? And what's going on with, you know, with black women? Obviously, women, you know, as a whole behind men, but why black women at the bottom?
Well, I'm so glad that you brought up, thank you so much for having me.
Sure.
So glad that you brought up the anniversary of the Equal Pay Act. And, you know, at the time, women were making an average of 59 cents on the dollar when compared to men. And as so many people know, when we talk about the wage gap today at 77 cents on the dollar, that number for African-American women and Latina is actually around the 59 range, which is much closer to what it was in 1963 for women on the whole. So you do see, while there are, you know, just at 50% about women participating in the labor force, that isn't really turning the tide, or it certainly isn't turning the tide fast enough for many women of color. And the real cost is what we like to talk about as well. It's not just your earnings per week or per year, how you calculate it, but we estimate that black and Hispanic women stand to lose much more, about $717,000 in a lifetime for black women, and $854,000 a year, or their lifetime, excuse me, for Hispanic women. So while there are great strides in women's participation, I think that the balance that we have to really, really strike is, where are those women working? Are women working in jobs that can really support a full-time or a complete family when they're working full-time and sometimes in two types of jobs? I think that how we value women's work, certainly if you look 50 years ago or 51 years ago, there certainly are top occupations for women. If you look back 50 years ago, you would see education, health, care services, and those are the same occupations where women are in today.
Well, let me stop you there, because I need to take a break, and let me make this quick point before I do. Each of you are at the tops of your games, well-accomplished women. We want to talk about those positions, those stations in life for women, breaking the glass ceiling, cutting yourself on the glass, and what you can do to help heal those cuts as you move up. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. We're talking about women in the modern workplace and breaking the glass ceiling. My guests are Consul General Paulette Adderley Zonnickel, first female Consul General for the Bahamas, Lisa Crooms, Howard University Law Professor and Gender Law Expert, and Latifa Lyles, Director of the U.S. Department of Labor's Women's Bureau. Lines are open. Give me a call at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Michelle, calling from Odenton, what's on your mind? Michelle?
I'm a black woman in the D.C. area.
Yeah, go right ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yes, with a master's degree in IT, and I work in project management. And sometimes, you know, I'm much younger than a lot of the people that I work with, and I work with a lot of white males. They don't want to listen to what I have to say. They don't want to hear me. I have to challenge myself to be motivated to go into the office daily, because I know that they don't want to hear me because of who I am. And I don't know how to surpass that cost, that hurdle.
Let me see if we can have Ms. Lyles address that. She says that, if I heard her correctly, that she works with a lot of white men that don't want to listen to her. Well, you know, Ms. Lyles, you're at the U.S. Department of Labor, a top of government. In your career climb, have you had to deal with that same issue? And if so, how did you deal with it?
Well, there's no question that in the highest ranks, whether we talk about corporations or in government, and certainly in the technology and science trades with the collar, where the collar is, that there are few women and certainly very few women of color. And I think that the most important thing, one of the most important things that I would arm women with is obviously know your rights and know your worth. And I think that we have a job to provide women with the skills and the tools that they need to navigate when, you know, if you're the only one on the floor, you may not have a mentor. But I think seeking is my second point, that mentorship and really being able to connect and ask women who are at that level to reach back and to bring women along with them is so important. It's something we talk about all the time, but it really does make a tremendous difference. And I think when you are a lot of women of color and a lot of women feel like they have to work extra hard and extra long just to level the playing field, well, we say, you know, it shouldn't be that hard. You know, you should go in at a level playing field, and part of our job is to ensure that women get a fair shot. So I say know your worth and don't be afraid to speak up. And I think that we know when women are able to achieve the highest reaches of our society, looking across the world globally and other places, we know that it's a win-win, both for the economy, the business and the workplace, and women themselves.
Michelle, if you can hang on, I want the other ladies in the room to also address that same question. Can you stay with me?
Oh, sure.
Okay, well, thank you so much. I appreciate that. So please do. The Daily Drum will continue on SiriusXM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Angela Stribling is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. She's sitting in for Jeff Brown this week. Stay with us. More of this conversation on SiriusXM Channel 141.